And these are all new Muslims. But they won't manage. They won't. It won't carry on. But wallah, I saw with my eyes just how our makatiba, yeah, like that maktab, flourishing there. And then again, and the desire and the love of sunnah, may Allah bless us with the knowledge of sunnah. Because also we must think, there are many things which we are doing, we take it and regard it as sunnah, whereas actually it's a bidat. There are many things which we just has come down, or we just hear it, it's from any other kitab, and usually, kullu jadid, much of goodness in there. So sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. Somebody explained that if you are traveling anywhere, and you see a beautiful pair of shoes, lady shoes, handbag, lady bag, to it. You cannot read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim till you don't pay the price of it. Even if we, let us fix 5 rand. That every time you want to read Bismillah, you must pay 5 rand. What should happen to us? Allah gave it free to us. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hey, Allahu Akbar. What day! And Maulana Jafar Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, explained one beautiful point while we were eating. He said that when a person is taught to make zikr, according to the various silsilas, after 10, 15 times roughly, add Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said, La ilaha illallah is complete. Why must we add Muhammadur Rasulullah shaheed sawab in this time? And for each dua, what these duas are. What great value these duas have got. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on the whole of deen. Alhamdulillah, as Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib also pointed out, the bayan that we have been hearing from Juma, yesterday Juma, all along, right, I think, like the love of Allah Ta'ala. We thought we make our namazes. We do our basic things, and we are super Muslims. And there is nobody better than us. And today we hear, from yesterday Juma till now, we were hearing, mashallah, all the bayans that have been given, that what beautiful and how important the very, how much he has taught us. So all these things, mashallah, with the ulama, the bayans that we are hearing, and for that, I see a very, very bright future for the future of the Muslims. All these things are becoming alive, this reality. And through the work of tabligh and da'awat also, today young boys, when they speak on the fat namaz, aqimis salah, a salah with all the requirements of salah. And we present to Allah Ta'ala, as Maulana explained now, beginning of Allahu Akbar, hopefully our intention is there, we're thinking of our namaz, but as soon as we fold our arms, then we don't know where our thoughts have gone. And as somebody has explained so beautifully, that how many other things are our ibadat also. And all these things must be correct. So anyway, when we come to this now, in which we are coming for, alhamdulillah, so many brothers have come, and may Allah reward the brothers. Really, Maulana Yusuf, for example, explained to me, they reached here 12 o'clock last night. The whole day in the bus, what a journey. Woman, the Khanqa of Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. Then one time Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali told him, you stop performing namaz. He stopped. Then next day, Hazrat told him, get up and announce and say that I've got a lot of pride in me. He did that. Then Hazrat said, now you go to all the masjids of Thana Bhavan. So he was explaining that we cannot see our own weaknesses. And an ordinary doctor also can't pick up. You need a hakim, a hazi, a very expert doctor who will be able to pick up all these things. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us realize this. We work towards this, remember another point, I must come back to this point. One friend told me that one Maulana was going in the bus in the UK, and next to him was his wife, she was in niqab. So a young girl came, non-Muslim white girl, and she said that I would like to ask you a few questions, discuss with you if you don't mind. I said, no problem, what is it? So we spoke, what we are like, forget the ummah. The ummah is very, from these talks the ulama were giving, a person wonders even if I'm a Muslim, I'm a pakka munafiq. From the talks that we're giving, I'm a pakka mushrik. Where I got my trust on Allah Ta'ala for all these things? Where I got this? Those that we cannot imagine also. So we have to work in that line. Though still Muslims will still be persecuted, everything, but Allah Ta'ala will bring it in such a way, like that instance which Maulana explained of that doorkeeper of Deoband, that he had so much connection with Allah, but like that he was restless ilm. And the minute a person feels that ana wala ghairi, that I am the biggest alim now, there is nobody else like me, that's a sign now that you have fallen, then you are going more down. The same way with our piety. The minute a person, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that as long as it will stop, but it won't stay there. Immediately from there, it will come down faster than what it went up. So the same way, that as long as we have got concerned of our Islam, concern, and we are worried of correcting ourselves, I must not think I'm better than any other person. And I'm this holier than thou attitude. And both things are happy. We make some dua, and we ask Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, save me, I mustn't become paralyzed, a stroke mustn't come, I mustn't become blind, I mustn't become deaf, or whatever. How many things we can list? We still think more. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, He can just bring any other, if He accepts all these du'as also. We are nowhere what command they have got, or of the knowledge that they have, the language, the presentation, etc. Everything Allah Ta'ala has given. And Allah man jadda wajada. A person who makes effort in this way, Allah Ta'ala gives that person. So we must carry on all the time. Never ever think that we are there and that we sallallahu alayhi. And they are expressing their desire to be reaching at the Rozai Mubarak of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi. And there are so many who have reached the Rozai Mubarak. And they are saying, oh Allah's Nabi, from where and where we have come. We have traveled through the mountain valleys, and through the gorges, and through the deserts, and through which time, yeah, I think the crowd will be less. Where he looks from the top of his hotel, he sees, oh, Mataf is empty, let us go quickly. When you get there, you see it's full. Hey, this is Allah's. And this is not only from now, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's system is working. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Mi'raj, and Baytul Ma'amur attitude, and it must not come in any way, we have to try and make dua also. Otherwise, without us knowing anything, and a perception is created in people, and they feel that this person, and this is also one great weakness of ours, I tell many times our friends also, they come and complain that that person, he, when I see him, I think there was a lie involved in that. And that lie is a gunai kabira. What you going to answer for that by Allah Ta'ala? So many times, just to amuse people or to entertain people or just to make a talk, what and what don't we talk? How much don't we talk? False accusations we put, and we think what and what. And when we hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 100% true. We just to give us a little understanding that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was started the effort of Deen by the command of Allah in Makkah Sharif, what were the odds against the Muslims? What difficult, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anha, that when Makkah Sharif was conquered, not a blood of drop of blood was shed, and how Makkah Sharif and how everyone accepted Islam just high and large, almost